We are, and that Yud Zayin Amid Beis, around the 20 lines from the bottom, Omar Rove Kol Shebezov Tomei Benizikin Mishalim Nezik Shalim. If we would have a similar case, Legabi Tumas Zov, he would be metame. So then we have something similar to this with a behema, mishalem nezek shalom. We'll see. Just let's go through the Gemara and then we'll try to understand a little what the Gemara is saying. Kol shebezov toyer. But if we'd have a similar case by a zov, it would be toyer. Benezikin mishalim chatzi nezik. So then if a behemoth was mazik and it's such an oifen, so then they'll pay chatzi nezik. So the Gemara asks, Ve'rove tzreireis osa lashminam. Rove wants to tell us the din of tzreireis, of koichai, that if the behemoth is mazik b'koichai, you pay chatzi nezik. I don't need a memre of Rove to tell me such an Indian. We hear the very b'raises, the Mishnah that tzreireis pays chatzi nezik. Loi rove eglo meishachas bekorin kamashmalo. Rove is coming to tell us the din of an eglo meishachas bekorin, if an eagle is meishach a wagon. That is what Rove is coming to tell us. Now, before we see Rashi, which is very difficult, let us look into the Nemuki Yosef. This pshat of the Nemuki Yosef, more or less it says in Raivet, in Raimei Sodem, Nemuki Yosef is on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, B'Daf Hei Horit. Let us see, looking at the Nemuki Yosef, it's also around the Kol Shebezov Tomei. If we'll look to the right of the Nemuki Yosef, we'll have Hagois Mealfis Yoshan. And then we'll go four words in. From Agoyz Mealfis Yoshin, Kol Shebezov Tomei. Now we have here the, again around 20 lines from the bottom. Kol Shebezov Tomei. So first he says, Lav Klolohu, the Magar Beis Astorim Bezov Torah. If the halacha is, this we'll see more in Taisvis, if a Zov is Naigeya, with a beis astorim, through a beis astorim, not through besori begoloi, bezov toyer, ubenezikin kol shehu bechiburim chayiv. If it's mechuber to the behime, it's chayiv. Elohi koma. But this we'll see in taste. It's elohi koma. Kol maga oi heset. If the zov touched, oi heset. Hesed means this miyuchid and tumas hazot, that if he moves something, let's say, for example, we have a seesaw, and there is a keli on one side of the seesaw, and the zot will push down the other side, and because of this, he causes this keli to move. He was mesit the keli. Is Hesed Hazov Shebizov Tomei Benezikin Mishalim Nezik Sholem. Kol Shebizov Toher, but if the Zov was not Mesit Piyadayim, Kigoyin Tzchoyres, Benezokim Mishalim חצי נזק ורוב הצוירס בתמיה בהצנפשת הותנין לו בכמה דוכתי בפרטי אגלו מישחס שאם היו שבורים מישכין עשה הגולה we have a wagon and we have shvorim are pulling the wagon vishibro kelim derech ilucho and the wagon broke kelim while the shoyer was pulling the wagon went over kelim and broke the kelim bershus hanizik is Baal HaShvorim Mishalem Nezik Sholem. So the Baal HaShvorim has to pay Nezik Sholem. Now what is the Chiddush in this Tzir that Yesh Shvorim Adam Moshech HaAgol, what is the Chiddush? So the Mukiyesiv says, Sal Kedaita Chamina, Kiven SheHaShvorim Ein Noigim BaAgolah, they're not touching the agol at all. They will see there are chavolim, there are ropes which are connecting the shvorim to the agola, but they're not noigeyan the agola. Keman the posik domi. So I would consider that the agola is nifsak from the shoyet. It's a davar nifrod. Vahavelohu kitzchoyres. That means that's for true, that's true that the shoyer is pulling it. It's moving through the koyach of the shoyer. But tzchoyres is also, we have the pebbles are moving also through the koyach of the shoyer. But just like the tzreires are nifsak from the guf hasher, you have koyach hasher, which is nifsak from the sher, and that you pay chatzi nezek. So the movement of the agola, since the shvarim, that means we had a lot of cases that the Dovor HaMazik was Mechubel to the Sheh. Shlif Sholeh, Kumbi Yeshebe Piyo, Zuk Shebe Tzavoro. So there we had a Masui, a Oikev, that's Mechubel to the Behemoth. And there the halacha is that it's Kilo, the Behemoth was Mazik. That was Mechubel to the Behemoth is Kilo. So Sarah is not the Gufa Behema, but it's a Chelik of the Behema. Then we hear the Masi Shelo, Masi Shebechamoyer, it's not the Gufa Behema, but it's Mechubot to the Behema. So it has a halacha, like the Gufa Behema is Mazik. So that was till now. Now Rav is coming to tell us a Moira de Kechidish. Here the Agola is Mazik. And the Agola is not at all Mechuber to the Guf Asher. So I would think, no, the Shoyer is pulling the Agola. So I would think, Keman de Posig Domi, but this is a Dovor Nifrat from the Shoyer. No, the koyach of the shoyer is pulling the agola. Vahavelohu kitzchoyres. I would think it's like tzchoyres. Kemashmelo. So the chiddush is, kiven deike chavolim, since there are ropes, the mechabri bein agola lishvorim, there are ropes which are connecting the agola to the shvorim. Is commanding nogi ba agola domi, so it's equivalent to ilu. The shayer is touching the agola. It's equivalent to ilu. Let us say, like the agola is mechubel to the shayer, it becomes a chelik of the shayer. The Chiyai Gavne, so now he says, we see something similar in Tumei V'Tare. Bizov Nami Tomei, by Azova would be Tomei. Shimhoyo Hazov Moshech Esagola. Let's talk about Azov. You'll have Azov, we'll have the same scenario. We'll have Azov that has ropes attached to him, and the ropes are attached to the Agola. Now, if the Zov won't move, the Agola is toil. Now, what if the Zov is Moshech? Through these ropes, the Zov is Moshech Eso Agola. He's making the Agola move, which this is called Heset Hazov. Hagola Tmeya. The Heset Bechiburim. This is Heset Bechiburim. Now, let's just understand what he's saying over here, Heset Bechiburim. The Meroi Meisode says as follows. This Tumis Heset, that if Azov made a Keli move, so that Keli becomes Tomei. That's Heset Azov. We're just saying over here, the Zov schlepped the Agola will become Tomei. And then the Raivet says, you had a person sitting in the Agola, and the Zov schlepped the Agola, and the person is sitting in the Agola, with one big Chagadya, that means he schlepped the Agola, and the person was in the Agola, the person is Tomei of Tumis Heset. That means the Zov was Mesed, the person, and the Agola. Now, what will be if we'll have the same accomplishment of Hesed without Negiah? For example, Azov will take a stone and throw it at an Agola, and the Agola will start moving. He was Mesed Agola. The din is the Agola is toil. The whole Hilchis Tuma of Hesed is he has to be mechubel to the dover he's mesit, and the chibel as the Morei Meisode puts it, hesit einoi elo bemaga bedover shehu mesit. He has to be touching the dover that he's mesit. Even though it's not, he's touching indirectly the Agola. He's pulling the ropes, and the ropes are pulling the Agola, and there's a person in the Agola who's being pulled through because the Agola. That is called, he was Mesit Biyodayim. Because through these Emtsaayim, it's called he was Mesed Biyadayim. So by Tumis Heset, it is not sufficient that there's a Dover that moved through me. It has to be Al Yodi, through. That means you need Tumis Heset needs a Maga Hazov. That the Zov has to be holding the thing that is bringing about the Heset. But the holding could be through Emtsaayim. So if a Zov will pull ropes, which is pulling an Agola, and there's a person on top of the Agola, the Agola, and the person will become Tomei Tumas Heset. If the Zov will accomplish this action without a Negiah of Chibul, that means he'll throw a stone and he'll make everything start rolling, is Golnish mit Golnish. So Rav said over here, if you want to know, when is it called that the Gufa Behemah is Mazik? And when is it called that the Koyach of the Behemah is Mazik? Because theoretically, the Agola is going over because that's because of the Koyach, because the Behemah is pulling it.
the Siba that the Dagola is being being shiva the kalim, that's through the koyach of the shayah that's pulling it. Afal pikein, if through a chibur of some sorts this is occurring, it's not called, so it's called as a din of, that means hesed needs maga. Hesed needs maga, and this is called a maga. It's called that the, it's called that this is being done through the zof. And if so, if there's tumas hesed, there'll be tashlumei nezokin nezek shalom. If the oifen that it is occurring, there wouldn't be tumas hesed, so you would pay chatzi nezek. This is how the Nemuki Yosef, the Raivit, the Morei Meisodeh, that's how they learn Pshat in this Gemara. Let us just again see the Loshna Gemara. We'll understand it perhaps a little better. Omarove, kol shebezov tomei. If this is a matzit that could bring about tumas hesed from azov, the Nezikin, so you have a similar scenario, that this is not called Koichai, this is called Gufai, because it's Mechuba to the Behemoth, Mishalim Nezik Sholem. Kol Shebizov Toil, but if it's not Mechuba to the Zov, there's no Chibo to the Zov, it's Benezikin, Mishalim Chatzi Nezik. So the Gemara says, what is the Ike Chiddush of Rav? Of Rav Tzreir is also Lashminen? Lei Rav Eglo Meishachas Bekorin Kamash Malo. Tanya Kevosei de Rav Beheima Moedes Lishaber Bederech Ilucho. The Beheim is Mud Lishaber. While the Beheim is walking, it's Meshaber through other things. Keitzah. Behemah shenichnas alachotzer anizik, viziko begufa derech hilucha. It was mad. The behemah is walking, and the gufa behemah creates azik. These are tildes of regel. Ubesaro derech hilucha, ba'oikif sheoleo, ubeshlif sheoleo. Shlif is the maso. Ubeplumbi yishebepia, the bit. Ubezuk shebetzavora, v'chamir b'masoi. So in all these cases, you pay nezik sholem. Now, let us see Rashi. Shebizov tomei, mashme, negiye mamish. Shebizov tomei mamish, tezov touched it. Shebizov toir, kigoin shezora kreifetz al odom. He didn't touch the yodah, avi toir. Benezikin kigoin tzreiris chatzi nezik. So, the Gemara learned in the Havamina, Estes, if the zov touched it, benegiyam amish, that's gufay, si pay nezik sholem. If the zov throws zora kreifetz al odom, there's no negiyah whatsoever. So, the person is toyer. So the Gemara says, Tzroires also lashminam bitmis. What is Rava telling us? So the Gemara says, Eglo meishachas bekorein also lashminam. So Rashi explains, the Bizov tome, what is the case? Im holcho, now Rashi is a whole new case. And now we have to know how to connect this case to our Gemara. According to Rashi, we're not talking about Tumas Hesed. That's the Raivit Muki Yosef. Im holcha korein shazov olero ogabi kelim. We have a korein that was, there was a wagon, there was a zov sitting in the wagon, and the wagon went over kelim. Tmeim mishum medres hazov. So that's medres hazov. That means tumis medres is that if the weight of the zov is machpit over something, doesn't have to touch it. You have asore sadinim zel gabze, and the zov is lying on the top, so the bottom sadin is tomei. That's which is underneath the medras azov. So it's tomei. So you have a zov in a korain, it's tomei. Ubenezikin nami, eglo shemoshcha bekorin, al gabi kalim. Now here we're talking about that an egglo is pulling a kolim. Ki gufa havi, this is like gufa. V'loike tzroires, this is not tzroires. Vim hiti tzroires, mitachas a kolim, the bizov toil, b'nezikin nami, tzroires ninu. So, the Shita Mekabetzes brings down the Rosh, and he asks a very pertinent kasha: Ma inyan eglo moishachas bekorin lizov shayoshiv ala korin? We're comparing two cases. There's one thing in common. We're speaking about a korin, but that's it. We're comparing two different cases. We're saying just like over there, you have a zov sitting in a korin, and the korin goes over the kalim, so the kalim are tomei mishum medres hazov. So if a behemah pulls a korin and breaks the kalim, so the behemah pays nezek shalom. So we're comparing two different cases. What's the comparison? And he says, let's compare the two cases. What let's talk about the case you're talking about, Nizokin. You have a case of the Zokin. Let's say I have the case of the Zokin, let's compare it to Tume. I have a Zov pulling a Korin, and the Korin goes over Kalim. What's going to be dealing with the Kalim? The Kalim are Toya. What about them? He didn't move the Kalim. He went over the Kalim. Medras also didn't move the Kalim. So if the Zov is sitting on top of the Korin, so that's Medras Hazov. So fine. So the Kalim are Tomei. So you're comparing this to Behemoth that's pulling a Korin, and it broke the Kalim underneath it. So he says, so let's talk about a Zov. Let's say if Kalim underneath it, And the Zov will pull an agola over these kalim, the kalim are toil. In this case, you compare the case of a Zov to the case of behemoth, so it's toil. And you tell me a kosher b'zov tomei, the behemoth toil. The kosher b'zov tomei, behemoth ma'ashal nezik sholem. In the Shita Mekabet says, the Rabbeinu Yohannes, and he brings down Rashi's Pshat, and he says some sort of a comparison. He says, even though there's a Hefzik Godel, Bein Hazova HaKeli, Nitmu HaKelim B'Medres. That's what we're comparing. So though here the Zov is on top of the Korin, there's a big hefsik between the Zov and the Kalim, and the Kalim are Tomei, so here also there's a big hefsik between the Behemah and the Agola. You also pay Nezik Sholem. But L'chayre, I mean, the Rosh's Kash is still pertinent, but the case you're talking about that Yechayv Nezik Sholem is Bezov Toyer, if a Zov will pull an agola, it's bizov to the Darke David. He wants to say one more nekude. He wants to say the comparison is as follows. Perhaps we'll understand Rashi a little better. He says that what we said, that If a zov is on top of a korein, the zov is on top of a korein, the kalim are tamei.